show. That is really a show. That's entertainment.
I say, you look as if you're running for your life.
I'm going through the doctors. I don't like the look of my wife.
I say, now there's an ocean. It does sound rather fine. I think I'll go there with you. I can't stand the sight of mine.
There's no business like show business. Make them laugh, make them laugh, make them laugh.
Get off me, Barry.
That was an excerpt from yesterday's reception for the Belgian ambassador at 10 Downing Street. And now, today in Parliament. In the debating chamber of the House of Commons today, the Leader of the Opposition moved that the radio show I'm Sorry I'll Read It Again, starring Timbrook Taylor, John Cleese, Graham Garden, David Hatch, Joe Kenler Bilotti, should be withdrawn because it caused the hair to fall out of retired colonels and nervous Gibbons OBE. The motion was unanimously defeated, so stay tuned because...
It's I'm Sorry I'll Read That Again pragmatically and grittily. Get off my knee, Barbara, again.
Of course, very little of the government's work is done in the debating chamber, or anywhere else for that matter. But throughout the House of Commons, there are small committees discussing the vital issues of the day. And playing the piano.
Gentlemen, as chairman of this committee to discuss our entrance to the common market, I suggest we begin by hearing the views of our Conservative member, Sir Gerald Wheelbarrow.
Oh, yes, that's me, Wheelbarrow. Me, Wheelbarrow. Common market, no. Not into the common market, no. Not ever, not in. Into the common market, not. Stay out. Best thing all round, definitely not in. Certainly out, not in. Me, Wheelbarrow. What are we talking about?
Well, that's pretty plain speaking, I must say. And now for the socialist point of view from trade unionist Mr. Vic Arias.
Well, speaking as a trade unionist, it is my view that we should go into the common market as soon as possible for one very good reason.
And what's that?
Because I see so.
I see. And finally, let's hear from the Right Honourable Jeremy Grope for the liberal point of view. Well, should we join or not?
Yes and no. Or, to put it another way, no. And yes?
Well, I have the casting vote, and I say we join the common market. So I suggest we devote a whole radio channel to broadcasting to the common market countries, appealing to our European neighbours, and showing the beastly foreigners what jolly good chaps we all are.
I agree.
Measles!
Yes and no.
Good. Now, which channel should it be? Radio 1?
No, they couldn't stomach Jimmy Young's recipes.
Yeah. And nobody listens to it anyway. Radio 2?
Yes and no.
And nobody listens to it. Radio 3?
Full of foreigners anyway.
And nobody listens to it. Radio 4?
What's Radio 4?
No idea. Nobody listens to it. So we have only one choice, gentlemen.
Yes?
In other words,
yes.
That means...
Yes and no.
Radio Prune goes international.
If you want a groovy Daisy, whether you're in a foreign nation, then you want to get together and tune to the wonderful common market sound. Brought to you in Radio Prune International. Where do you have a Radio Prune?
Derriere.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Guten Abend, meine Damen und Herren. Buonasera, signore e signore. And hello, sailor. Radio Prune. This is Radio Prune, the international radio station, bringing you entertainment from all over Europe. Later tonight, we go over to Germany for the Saturday Kraut. Then... then it's over to sunny Italy for Pick of the Wops and those with a dagger. And now it's time once again for International Music Hall, complete with simultaneous translation into three languages.
I say, my wife.
Je dis, ma femme.
Ich sage, meine Frau.
Dire, mia moglie.
My wife has gone to the West Indies.
Ma femme, elle est aux Indes occidentales.
Meine Frau zu westlichen Indien gefahren ist.
Mia moglie è andata ad occidental India.
Jamaica?
Jamaica.
No.
Non.
Nein.
No.
She went of her own accord. And now, we would all like to finish with a little song entitled...
She was only a gendarme's daughter, but...
She knew how to spiel mit den oben Grotarbeiter und der Rassen, Niederplätze, Doppelgänge, Himmelsspitzen unter der Linden, Schniegel, britische Armstrong, Bones, gesplitt.
Maestro.
Hello, who's your lady friend?
Bonjour, qu'est-ce que s'appelle votre amoureuse?
Guten Tag, wer ist deine Geliebte?
Buongiorno, chi ha tu la innamorata?
Who's the little girlie by your side?
Qu'est-ce que s'appelle la petite fille à côté de vous?
Wer ist die kleine Mädchen neben dich?
She isn't the girl I saw you with and cried.
Sir, I feel that I must protest most strongly about this common market nonsense. People today seem to have lost their sense of pride in being English. Don't they realize our fine historic record? Good heavens, everybody knows that throughout history we've killed more people than any other nation. Why should all that stop now? Just because some politician wants to throw in our lot with a load of foreigners? Next thing you know, I'll be having frog's legs and spaghetti with sauerkraut for Sunday lunch. Give me a nice plate of tripe and onions any day of the week. Thank you. Your obedient servant, Brigadier General Titfield Thunderbolt, MCC, dear son, Bob.
Dear Brigadier General, on behalf of the BBC, get lost. Radio Prune is going to continue with its common market programmes aimed at the international audience, featuring famous stars like Tom Jones.
Tom Jones? You can't export him. He's far too sexy.
Don't worry, we've thought of that. Often. What we're going to do is to censor his songs, cut out the sexy bits. Let me show you what I mean.
It's me again, me, Wheelbarrow. Sorry, but that's not the way to win a European audience. The only things they like over there are international competitions and war films. So, why don't you combine the two?
Yes, that makes very good sense.
It does? Damn.
In fact, Radio Prune are going to do just that. We present Guerre sans frontières, or It's a Washout.
And welcome to Europe, where the atmosphere tonight is really tense as we await the start of the second heat of Guerre sans frontières. The competitors tonight are France, Germany, Russia, Italy, and of course, Great Britain. Well, it looks as if we're ready to start, so I hand you over to our man on the spot, Eddie Waring.
Wow. Competitors all lined up for the start. This is the German lad, Fritz von Gruber. Are you feeling confident tonight, Fritz?
Ja, wohl, Herr Waring.
And what do you do for a living then, Fritz?
Ich bin ein chartered accountant, Willy.
Well, he's certainly got a funny accent. Sure, you can understand what he's saying. And if you can't, you'll just have to bear an eye, scrat it up to a scratch, you know. Oh, well, the Swiss adjudicator tells me they're ready to start. Over to you, Mr. Starter.
Eins, zwei, drei.
Oh, dear. Well, unfortunately, while encouraging the healthy spirit of good-natured rivalry between nations, we seem to have wiped out the common market. Sorry about that. Still, at least Radio Prune can go back to normal.
Quite normal radio, coming on Radio Prune.
Boom.
Hello again, listeners, and welcome back to Normal Radio Prune, bringing you the same boring old programs you're used to. And if you enjoy good music, there's Sing Something Simple on radio too. So I should put on the gramophone. And now, any questions?
No.
Right? So let's go straight over to the news desk for the latest honors list.
And here are this week's lucky winners in the honors list, picked by Ernie. Lieutenant Colonel Sir Goodthing Higham, retired, has been made an Earl and an OBE. He thus becomes an earlobe. Also, Mr. Howard Things in Glockamora, the lift operator at the House of Lords, has been elevated to the peerage. Oh! New matrons of honour are Grace Elegy, Ina Country Churchyard, and Teresa Jolly Goodfellow.
And finally, the George Cross has been awarded to the Prince of Wales for outstanding bravery above and beyond the call of duty by performing in his modest college review before an audience of po-faced, cynical old press reporters who didn't even have the decency to give him an encouraging smile and were only there to get a humiliating story and pictures they could splash over the front pages. This is the sort of courage few, if any of us, could muster. Hooray! And if His Royal Highness heard that tribute, we should like to point out that none of us have yet been awarded our OBEs.
The next honours list follows in about 5 minutes. Meanwhile...
Here is a prune flash. Early this morning, a lorry bound for London Zoo skidded and overturned on the M1. Several of the cages on board broke open, allowing thousands of wild hares to escape into the countryside. Police are combing the area. We have just heard that if we do join the common market, the European prime ministers have promised us that we will be equal first in the Eurovision Song Contest, along with the other 6 member countries. Providing, of course, that our song is down to the usual standard. And, of course, it is. And here it is.
Wonderful noises filling the air. They're everywhere. What do I care? beautiful music when you are near. Cuddle up close and you'll hear my heart go thud bang bang, molla bing bang bong, thud squeak bop bop, chooky chooky bing bang, boom boom, ee billy ba ba plop. When we are dancing, everyone's eye follows us by. Now do you know why? Haven't you noticed when you're around? I make a peculiar sound. My knees go knock knock, who's there? Binky binky stop, creak creak, magic doo doo, oh oh, quack quack, willy wah wah. Show me you love me, give me a treat, something to eat, so simple and sweet. And after the meal, when I'm holding you near, well, ever so softly you'll hear my stomach go slip slop slack, whoop, 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 runny runny boom boom,
indeed, friends. And we are back again. It's time for Broom Play of the Week, in which we try to find the worst play of the year. And believe me, we've really had some. But can we have tonight's author, please?
Certainly, Simon. And tonight's author is Mr. Stanley Stamp, the author of Stanley Stamp's Gibbon Catalog.
Thank you, friends. Thank you. Very, very popular author. What's the name of his play, please?
Jorrocks.
I beg your pardon?
Jorrocks. The Memoirs of a Fox-Hunting Man, or a Man-Hunting Fox, mm-hmm. or a Fox-Hunting
Man. Anyway, friends, this week's prune play is called Jorrocks, so will you please put your hands together and pray.
There is no pleasure nearer to an Englishman's heart than his vest. But another thing an Englishman loves is hunting. What is the appeal of hunting? Is it an Englishman's love of nature that makes him dress up in funny clothes and allow a pack of ravenous hounds to tear up a furry little animal? Or is he just anxious to make sure that this fine old English tradition does not go the same way as cockfighting, witch-burning, hanging, and gibbon-tickling? Anyway, it was early March, and spring was coming in.
Come in.
The sap was rising.
Hello there.
And the countryside, and front and back, was teeming with newly born animals. Too young even to have funny sound effects. Lord Jorrocks, the famous huntsman, saw all these new little creatures and laughed merrily. He decided that to celebrate European Conservation Year, he would arrange a weekend of hunting, shooting, tormenting, maiming, disemboweling, and bridge. He invited hundreds of military men and aristocracy, and even one or two people. Untitled persons and OBEs were not asked.
It was agreed that the hunt would begin at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, after they'd all been to church to ask forgiveness. But first, on Saturday night, there would be a grand hunt ball. And so there was.
The butler announced any of the guests who had funny enough names.
The Duke and Duchess of Lawdown and their daughter,
Lady Lawdown.
Oh!
An easy one to start off with. Lord and Lady A.G. String and their son, Aaron A.G. String. Mr. and Mrs. Ashos Border with their son, John Ashos. The well-known newspaper baron, Circulation. Wait a minute, you can't come in, you're not funny enough. The Count of Amir Offen and Duke Amir Offen. You've been here before. Count and Countess Vsu-Yeah-Yeah-Yeah. And their daughter, she loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. And Viscount.
Viscount?
Viscount, I fall in love.
Lord Jorrocks himself addressed his guests.
Oh, I can't tell you how delighted I am to see you, because I'm too drunk. But if any of you are having half as good a time as I am, I'm having twice as good a time as you. So drink up, or if that's too difficult, drink down. And I'm going to hand you over for a spot of country dancing to our maestro, Antonio Goldstein, with his kosher hillbilly strings, O.B.E.
Good evening already. Will you take your partners, my life, for a dashing white gibbon with a?
Then, as midnight approached, the company called for Jorrocks.
Jorrocks!
Same to you.
Thank you.
And he led them all in the singing of the tune best loved by huntsmen the world over, John Peel.
Dear Ken John Peel, with his voice so grey, he sounds as if he's far, far away. He sends us to sleep at the end of the day, till we're woken up by Tony Blackburn in the morning.
Jorrocks was up before dawn. She was up a few minutes later, and he galloped down to the little cottage belonging to his old gamekeeper, Grimbling.
Grimbling, are you awake yet?
No, I'm still in bed.
Can I come in?
All right, if you don't mind a bit of a squeeze.
I'd love one.
You'd love one.
Come along, man. We're in a hurry. Is everything ready for the hunt?
Oh, yes. I've been up all night playing me trombone outside the foxes' dens, so they'll be too tired to run fast. And I made sure your horse has got new shoes and a new hat, and I polished the horse brass and ironed their panties.
Yeah. Have you got my clothes ready?
Oh, yes, sir. Here's your dear stalker hat and your darling hunting jacket. And here's your riding boots.
Oh, wait a minute. What are these? Huh? The heels are coming off. The lace holes have gone. There's huge holes in the soles. Yes. You call these riding boots?
Well, you try walking in them. Oh, dear.
That, sir, is a very old joke.
That mate, a very old riding boot.
By this time it was light and the whole house was awake. And soon the people were, too. The air was full of steaming breath and whinnying and snorting. Then they brought out the horses. Jorrocks himself had a fine stallion of 14 hands and 7 legs. It was a retired ceremonial horse which clearly bore the scars of knives and forks. Jorrocks' daughter was a fine horsewoman, rather more horse than woman. She sat on a chestnut.
Ah! It's prickly, but fun.
And his wife had a splendid nap.
Do you know that you're going to come home? Now, don't be late, homie, breaking.
But the butler didn't seem at all happy with his young horse.
What a kind of a foal, he said, he's...
was supposed to ride on the old grey mare, but took the young blonde mayoress instead. Grimbling picked up his post horn and blew a blast.
Ah!
Blast!
Jorrocks' horse champed on his bit.
Oh, not that bit.
And they were off, but soon they were on again. As they trotted along, the conversation sparkled like old wine.
Isn't this super?
Super! I think it's super.
Yes, isn't it? It's better than steeplechasing. What?
What?
I don't know. What?
Neither do I.
But it is... better than steeplechasing.
Yes. Yes.
I've never caught a steeple, you know.
Very, very witty, what? What?
No idea.
I say, why are you riding that stallion?
Because the bicycle's got a name.
But at that moment, the hounds began to snuffle and growl.
Oh, it is as if they're muttering to each other.
No, they're stalking something.
Oh, there you are, you see. I can't tell stalk from mutter.
Suddenly a fox was spotted.
Oh, look, a spotted fox.
There, it's a kitten.
Oh, never mind, near enough. Release the hounds. Follow that kitten. Try and chase it along the usual route. Over Farmer Gibbons' cornfield, through the pigsty, over Long Mile Meadow, making sure to trample the lambs on the way. Through the cemetery, along the row of gardens in Elmsley Road. Don't forget to savage the poodle at the vicarage and the little girl's hamsters at number 23. And if we can corner the kitten in the children's playground, we should be able to tear it to pieces before its owner's very eyes. Then a few quick pictures for the Sunday newspapers, and with luck, we'll be back for lunch.
The kitten ran fast. The air was filled with the crying of the hounds. Jorrocks spurred them on with gentle words of encouragement.
Oh, faster, you stupid mutts.
But suddenly on the path ahead, something leapt out and made his horse shy.
I'm embarrassed.
There before him stood a fearsome creature with twitching nostrils and flashing eyes.
No, stop this! Hunt at once.
Who are you?
Oh, don't you ever listen to the program, you stupid. I am Lady Constance the Coverlet, and I am president of the League Against Hunting.
Oh, get out of my way, or I'll flay you with my horse.
No, promises will get you everywhere. I'll see you after the program. Oh, Jorrocks, beg pardon the language, but I'm very cross. Why do you chase dumb animals?
Well, the clever ones keep hiding.
But yes.
Anyway, we only hunt to avoid cruelty.
Avoid cruelty?
Yes. If we weren't allowed to be beastly to animals, we'd have to start on people.
Jorrocks, you know she's right.
Oh, who are you, you delightful, tiny little man?
Yeah. I'm the gamekeeper.
Well, if you're game, I certainly am.
And you can keep her.
I'd rather not. Anyway, I think it's about time we stop dressing up and chasing little animals. After all, we're grown men.
Well, in your case, that's an exaggeration. I'm sure I can make you last. And perhaps first.
But then you don't expect us to chase people, do you?
Why not? It could be fun.
Oh, no.
All right. After her.
Yes, after me.
Carry on. She's getting away. Come on, Grimling. Faster, faster.
Yes, Grimling. Faster, faster.
Oh, she's too fast for us.
Oh, all right. I give in. Take me. Come along. You can have me. Here I am. Oh, Jorrocks. All right. I'm coming up.
have been listening to Jacken John Peel, the famous hunting song and signature tune of an unknown BBC disc jockey. Tim Brooke Taylor, John Cleese, Graham Garden, David Hatch, Joe Ken, the Bellotti played Rover and Ringwood and Bellman and True badly. Peter Titheridge, MFH, and David Hatch, First Whip, were the producers responsible. Bellotti and Graham Garden wrote the script, Bellotti the song, and the music arranged by Leon Cohen was played by Dave Lee and his little jockeys. And here is Iserta's very own, very humble hunt servant to say,
gone away!
Then I will drink it, sorry, I'll read that again. My name is Angus Prue, and I never miss, and sorry, hurry,